All right, really great now to bring back Sean Medeiros. He is the Sports Information Director at Endicott College. And, Sean, welcome to MSO. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me. How are you?
Very well, very well. Now, you've been there for a while. This is your sixth or seventh year now?
Yes, 6 years. Definitely been a fun ride.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. One of my great experiences that I love in the wintertime is going over to broadcast at the Bork, all the high school games that you fit in there. A lot of times we'll see the Gulls practicing, and it's pretty cool to see that. And, you know, the campus reminds me, Sean, I got to tell you, especially when you go to the administration building, it reminds me of Hogwarts.
Yeah, we've heard that a little bit with College Hall. It has that feeling, the main building.
Yeah.
Obviously, for people who know Endicott, the main building, College Hall, is within the logo. But I would agree with you. It does have that feel for sure.
All right, but certainly not the sports sites. They are ultra modern, and that brings us now, Sean. Tell me, let's go back to September. What has been the sports situation like since then? Because I know spring, we're getting the press releases every day, and the teams are looking to be very successful, and you're going full tilt boogie. But bring me back to September. What happened with football and all that?
Yeah, so basically in September we were just trying to have the college get back up in tow, right, with testing procedures and things like that. We weren't able to return to play in the fall based on decisions from presidents and that sort of thing, and you've probably seen those press releases on our website, on the conference website, and things like that. But eventually, with schools getting back up and things going relatively well within the country, I think the MO changed a little bit, and there was some discussion about, you know, returning to play in the winter. We played basketballs and hockeys in the winter, mm-hmm. And we were able to get at least, for the most part, at least 8 games in as the max for the basketballs, and hockeys were a little bit different. And then now we've kind of transitioned into the spring where we've had full conference schedules, both, you know, on both sides. You've been able to have, on the male and female sports, at least one non-conference game for those spring sports. And then we've just been in full swing in conference play. And luckily, you know, things have been somewhat relatively getting better across the country with COVID. And we've been, you know, lucky, but also have done a good job from an institutional standpoint from the college and how we've done testing and how we've handled COVID protocols, so that's been allowing us to play games. And
yeah,
I can tell you right now that all the athletes and admins and everyone involved have been extremely thankful for the opportunity and grateful to play. And we are very happy and lucky to be where we are now, closing in on potential spring playoffs for all of our teams.
Well, that's a familiar refrain, and glad to hear it. A quick highlight from winter sports, basketball and hockey. How'd the teams fare?
So basketball did really well. I think you saw a lot of a mixture of the coaches trying to develop players, but also play their current players who were upperclassmen. And I felt like the competition was strong. Records-wise, honestly, you kind of throw it out the window. It's sort of irrelevant because we were just happy to be out there
okay.
playing. You look at men's volleyball, nationally ranked as high as 8 in the country. Multiple times this season, just lost, unfortunately, 2 days ago on Wednesday in the men's volleyball NCAA tournament. They were the first team to be able to compete and win for a conference championship and then also compete in the NCAA tournament since last spring, which is a remarkable achievement for that program and Coach Chapel. And then the Hokies, they just continue to sort of be a wagon. They're just, you know, they're really good 2 programs. They had really big wins and good wins this season. So overall, you look at the strength of the winter sports, and it was kind of what we expected. All of the programs are strong, and then there were just some different approaches game to game for each team, and you can sort of see that reflective in the box scores if you're paying attention closely enough, but it was a little bit about development, and it was a little bit about going out to win games, and
mm-hmm.
obviously the capstone of it is that men's volleyball program winning the NECC championship a couple of weeks ago and then competing in the NCAA tournament this week.
That's tremendous. And I notice on the press releases there are a couple of amazing statistics that jump out right off the page. And the first one is softball did pretty well against Curry the other day.
Yeah, they've been doing great under Coach Bencourt. She has certainly developed a program that certainly likes to hit. if you know Coach Katie Bencourt, she was A-10 Player of the Year as a freshman, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, and she has always been able to hit as a player, and I think that's translated over to coaching. We definitely have strong pitching as well. Michaela Hamill, Danvers product, tremendous in the circle for us. But since Katie has got here to Endicott, coming from Assumption, our teams have always been able to hit, and I think that was pretty clear in that single-game record earlier this week. And tremendous achievement for the kids on the team. I think, you know, like I said at the top, they're all just excited to be out there and playing, and I think that's showing in the way we're playing and in some of the box scores that you know, that are out there and some of the wins that we've had so far this spring.
And of course, softball has always been competitive all the time recently. And I want to look the other thing I saw was there it is, the women's lacrosse scoring 31 goals in a game this week.
Yeah, so obviously softball program, just to get back to the point you just made, Coach Ballou turned Endicott softball program into a regional power, and Coach Katie Bencourt certainly turned that that strength and kept it going and moving it forward. And then women's lacrosse, same thing. Coach Spellman has certainly put together a few good squads over here. And that record, you know, I think that just speaks to the depth of our team. I would say, you know, first, second, third units, they all can go out there and play and score and play defense and win draws. And that was pretty indicative in that box score as well. And that's a strength to Coach Spellman in her recruiting. But yeah, another sort of thing like the softball record, just a team achievement. I feel like if you look through that game, there's impact from a lot of student athletes in that game. It's not just, you know, running out the first unit time and letting them go score 30 goals. From top to bottom, you see a lot of impact from the student athletes in a variety of roles, and I think that just speaks to Coach Spellman and the program they're building with her being at the helm as well.
Most excellent. I didn't ask you to look this up, and I won't, but anecdotally, do you have a number of area players, you know, players from the North Shore, student athletes who are Endicott from the North Shore?
Yeah, I feel like it depends on the roster for sure. Coach Bencourt in softball definitely has a good slew of them. Coach Mo, Coach Spellman, her name's Maureen Spellman. I'm definitely, you know, talking nicknames here for a little bit. But, yeah, I think it's spread out. And then you look at the baseball, men's lacrosses. There's definitely some Beverly kids in there. And then tennis a little bit as well.
Okay.
Probably missing the program here. But, yeah, there's definitely a hometown flavor. But I will say there's, you know, it just kind of differs from program to program. You look at men's volleyball, for instance, they're recruiting from a variety of different areas like Illinois, Las Vegas, California, things like that. And then I would say more regionally based in terms of New England, that's kind of where our strength is in terms of the other programs.
Okay. And finally, Sean, I think, you know, where the weather is trending in a better direction and people are wanting to get outside, will there be a point at which fans can come to watch the home games, whatever the sport?
So the ruling by the ADs has not changed in terms of allowing fans at this time. If that does change, I'm sure that you will be one of the first to know if I get to put out that press release.
Okay.
But that has not changed at this juncture. So at this current time, fans are still not allowed based on the CCC rule. I don't foresee that changing because that rule, the way it's written at the moment, at the very least, was for the entire academic year.
Mm-hmm.
So unless something drastically changes, I can't foresee that being a change. And then I don't want to leave out one team here, but we will have our men's golf team competing in the CCC Championship Monday.
Wow.
And they've competed really well this season, and I think they have a really good shot and hopefully being the second team to compete in the championship and win one, too.
So we're talking some major good stuff here from Endicott Sports.
Very, very fortunate. I feel like we have a lot of people in administrative positions and coaching positions that are working really hard, and you kind of see the fruits of that labor a little bit in the way things are going this spring and how they have been over the last, you know, 10 to 20 years too.
All right, final question here, I promise. You're the D3 Sports Information Director Association President. What are your duties? I mean, how many additional duties do you have? Because I know that you're probably working, what, 18, 20 hours a day right now?
Yeah, we're working a few hours here over in the Sports Info Department, but it's all worth it because, you know, we're making an impact on the coaches and the student athletes, and we love sharing their stories. But being the D3 side of president is something that I don't take for granted. That's something that I was voted in upon by my peers. So there are a lot of meetings, a lot of discussions on how to elevate our profession, how to elevate, you know, people who are working within the profession, and then other areas talking about how we, you know, impact the student athletes and that sort of thing. And we're also just making sure we're taking care of the sports information directors. You're kind of alluded to the craziness of the hours in your open with that question. And it's definitely been a lot different this spring because a lot of schools are playing fall, winter, and spring all at the same
right.
time.
Yep.
So we're serving as an advocacy group to our professional overarching organization, which is COSIDA, mm-hmm. which Sports Information Directors Association, and then just ADs regionally and things like that. So additional responsibilities for sure on the plate, which is a little bit full, but it's worth it because you know that you're making an impact with fellow colleagues and listening to their concerns, their maybe frustrations sometimes, and maybe, you know, at the end of the day, some of the positives too, and you try and just help facilitate that information to the people who need it and try and make working situations for people in our profession better by doing so.
Well, I think it's amazing the job you do because you have information coming and going really 24 hours a day. And, you know, a lot of the teams, depending where they're playing, they don't get through till late or they get through at various hours and you got to get the stuff out there. And I do want to refer people to the website, the sports website at Endicott is fabulous. It's ecgulls.com/landing. Is that right?
Yeah, you can just say ecgulls.com. That works.
Okay.
But I appreciate the kind thoughts, but it definitely comes with a great team. I have a graduate assistant, Anthony Rinaldi, who does a tremendous job, and our men's volleyball coach, who I actually was talking about earlier, he also works in the sports information office. So his secondary duty beyond recruiting and trying to win, you know, what we thought was a legitimate shot in a national championship this week just didn't go our way in the first match. The team we played, Benedictine, was really good. You know, he's out there winning conference championships and also doing sports info. And then we're lucky to have David Lee, who does all the photography for us, mm-hmm. and a slew of students behind the scenes that don't nearly get enough credit in running the broadcast, helping us with stats, taking photos. We would not have the product we have if it weren't for all of those people involved. So I definitely can't take any of the credit because I have a tremendous amount of people who are taking pride in what they're doing. And I think if anything, I can say that I'm proud of the standard we set, but that standard doesn't happen without the people that I just met.
Well, that's well spoken, and that's what a leader does. But the other thing is that, you know, your role is at least twofold in that you want to get the information out of the athletes and the athletic programs because you have people from all over the country, as you mentioned. But also, it's a great recruiting tool, and I encourage all our kids in the area, as a former high school math teacher, to check out Endicott Sports because ever since I've been doing this with Bill Newell, Endicott has been extremely competitive in all sports, and it's a great place to watch a football game or a hockey game or anything like that, and obviously a great place to go if you know you're a senior and thinking about it. So a little plug there for Endicott College, if you don't mind.
I appreciate that, but I do miss my guy Bill.
Yep, me too.
I hope next time you talk to Bill, you tell him I'm thinking of him, and I love hearing from him, checking in all the time. So I'm glad I'm able to check in with you now, though, too. So it's great to be able to.
Well, I appreciate that, Sean, and you know it's been interesting for me to try to fill in for Bill, do my stuff, and fill in for him because we each have our thing. And he does it. He's so much more experienced at this than I am. So I appreciate the kind words, and I appreciate all the help that I get from you. So we'll keep posting this stuff, and maybe I can check in with you next quarter.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd be happy to do that and check in with you as well.
Perfect. Thank you, Sean. Good luck with everything, and by all means, stay safe.
Thank you. You too, and go Gulls.
All right, go Gulls. Thanks, Sean. Take care. That is Sean Medeiros, who is the Sports Information Director at Endicott College. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.